From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings to you, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you once again for another edition of the Living Truth Radio broadcast that has been on the air ever since 1989. And I truly do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week we are studying a subject that is very basic to the Christian life. I remember that I had a professor in college many, many years ago who used to say about biblical truth, it's basic, it's biblical, and it's beneficial. And this subject that we are studying this week truly is basic to the Christian life. It is biblical, and it is beneficial to the Christian life, and that is true faith that pleases God. Our basic passage of Scripture this week has been Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, but mainly focusing on verse 6, where it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." That is, it's impossible to please God without faith. As I've emphasized, I think, probably every day this week, that without faith, it's impossible to please God by any person, in any situation, for anything, at any time. In other words, if you and I are trying to live without faith, God is not pleased. That means living without faith in not trusting Christ as Savior. If a person does not trust Jesus Christ as Savior through faith, God is not pleased. And even as a Christian, if we attempt to live the Christian life apart from faith in God, God is not pleased. Well, Hebrews 11 and verse 6 goes on to say that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that is, he must believe that God exists, and that he is a rewarder, that is, God brings blessing to them that diligently seek him. That is, God does bring blessing to those who have faith in him. Now, this week we've looked at the biblical description of true faith. We've also studied the biblical definition of true faith. And today we want to look at the biblical distinctives of true faith. And what I mean by the biblical distinctives of true faith is the idea that true faith involves every aspect of the Christian life. You might want to get that down, beloved. That true faith, true biblical faith, involves every aspect of the Christian life. Not just a little bit here and a little bit there. Not just for this and not just for that, but everything. Remember, again, Hebrews 11, 6, without faith, and we need to get this down. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And we really do need to get this down because how many times in our Christian life now, and I'm talking to believers right now, those who've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, how many times in our Christian life have we attempted to do something without faith in God? Without taking God at his word? I would venture to say that many of us, as Christians, many times have attempted to live the Christian life or to go through a particular situation in our Christian life without faith. God was not pleased. Without him, we cannot please him. But true faith involves every aspect of the Christian's life. For instance, and we're looking at the distinctives of faith today. Number one, there is the distinctive of saving faith for personal salvation. What does that involve? It involves trusting Jesus Christ alone to save us through faith alone. You know, I want to emphasize here something today that I trust that you all believe, and if you don't believe it, I would encourage you to believe it. And that is the fact that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I'm taking time to emphasize that today because in these days, there are even so-called preachers in the pulpit, and I'm using that phrase, so-called preachers in the pulpit, who are teaching that there may be other ways to heaven besides through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, those are false preachers. For you see, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I remember explaining that to someone a number of years ago, and they said, my, oh my, you are very, very narrow in your understanding as to how to get to heaven. You're saying there's only one way. Well, my answer to that was, yes, I'm narrow. Yes, I believe that there's only one way, because only Jesus died on the cross. Only Jesus shed his blood on Calvary so that through faith in him we might have the forgiveness of sins. But you see, that is a distinctive aspect of true faith. We call it the distinctive of saving faith for personal salvation. That faith comes through trusting Jesus Christ alone through faith. Then there is the distinctive of serving faith. Serving faith, that is for personal ministry. And that is the concept that as Christians, we should be trusting God to enable us to serve him through faith. Let me repeat that again. As Christians, as born-again believers, we should be trusting God to enable us to serve him through faith. You know, I've been a pastor for many, many years. Nearly 50 years at this particular point in time. And down through the years, I've heard people say, well, Pastor Gary, I know that I would like to do this area, this ministry, whatever it is, in serving the Lord, but I am not able to do it. But beloved, if God has called us into a particular ministry, he will enable us to do it, and we just need to trust him by faith. You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. I began pastoral ministry on February the 3rd, 1974. So you see, I'm approaching this 50-year mark. You can do the math. And I can remember as a young pastor starting out thinking, will I ever be able to do it? And many times I thought, I'm not going to be able to do it. But I can sit here behind this microphone today and say to you that over the last nearly 50 years, I've been able to see God work and enable me to do the pastoral ministry. Not by my strength, but by God's strength. And faith is the belief in God that whatever he calls us to do, he will enable us to serve him. So if you are struggling in your area of serving the Lord, just have faith in God. And depend upon him. Have confidence in the fact that he will work in your life and then watch him work. Another distinctive of true faith is the distinctive of sanctifying faith. That is, depending upon God for personal spiritual growth. Or trusting God. Trusting God to build us spiritually through faith. One of the most important things for us as Christians to do is to grow up spiritually. The day that we got saved, we were babes in Christ. But as we study the Word of God, God would have us to grow to become spiritually mature. How do we do that? Well, by trusting God to build us through the study of his Word and through the operation of his Holy Spirit in our lives. You see, the word sanctify means to set apart. The moment we trust Christ as Savior, we are set apart unto God. But you see, that sanctification is something in which we grow closer to God or should be drawing closer to God throughout our Christian life. That's what we call spiritual growth. And that comes as we depend upon God to give us that spiritual strength we need every day. Then there's the distinctive of sustaining faith. That's a tremendous thought. The distinctive of saving faith for daily living. That is, trusting God to provide for our daily needs. As Jesus said there in the example prayer that he rendered there in the Gospel of Matthew, He said unto the Father, give us this day our daily bread. What is that talking about? That's talking about trusting God to provide for us through faith. One of the things that I've learned since I was saved back on July the 17th, 1964, is the fact that I can depend upon God every day. And just recently, I went through major surgery. It was emergency surgery. I was bleeding out, and they thought that if I would die, they thought I would die if they didn't get this bleeding stopped. And you know something? Even though I was in the hospital for 9 days and out of commission for the better part of 2 months, I depended upon God, and God brought me through. And many of you can give a testimony to that in your own personal life, can you not? Well, that's the distinctive of sustaining faith, trusting God to provide for us through faith day by day. So there's the distinctive of saving faith, serving faith, sanctifying faith, and sustaining faith. And so the distinctive aspect of true faith is that we will not depend upon the flesh or circumstances or ourselves to live for the Lord, but will totally depend upon God to save us, to lead us, and to provide for us in every situation of life. And that's what true biblical faith is all about. Now, this week we've looked at the biblical description of true faith, the biblical definition of true faith, and the biblical distinctives of true faith. But I'm sure that many of you have this question in your mind, and that is, how is true faith that pleases God developed? Well, that's a good question. And the Lord willing, we will answer that tomorrow. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying thank you for being with us. Keep looking up, because Jesus could come today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.